Michelle was with Eric last Friday to catch up with him to tell us a little bit about what we can expect to hear there during the Dawn Chorus.
I am going to be in the East Coast Nature Reserve, which is just on the coastal side of the lovely little village of Newcastle in County Wicklow, which is my local village. I'm only a couple of kilometres south of that where we're living ourselves. And the East Coast Nature Reserve, of course, is Birdwatch Ireland's, you know, prize reserve. And it's a wonderful habitat. It has, you know, it has wetlands, it has reeds, it has trees, it has woodland. It's a wonderful, you know, diverse amount of habitat. So that is where I'm going to be based, and you know, it's going to be a lovely place and a lovely area to do the recording, because there's so many different species of birds there and little bits of different habitat, and that's the key.
What birds are you expecting to hear?
There's a few birds. For example, there's a song thrush at the moment down there in full flight. I was down there the other day, and he's just in absolutely glorious song. And we recorded him, I think, in the same general area or a song thrush last year, and it made a beautiful, beautiful sound recording because it was so pure.
And how can you tell a song thrush from other birds like a blackbird or a missel thrush?
That's a great question, because all the thrushes have a very distinctive song, and they're very bold and loud and clean and pure. But the one thing about blackbirds and missel thrushes is that they sing strong and they have a beautiful song, but the song thrush repeats every phrase. So you get a very distinctive repetition, and no two phrases are ever the same. So you might get, and that is how you will always tell a song thrush. Song thrush repeats every phrase constantly. So you get this beautiful clear song, but every phrase is repeated.
Okay, what other birds?
Well, one bird I'm hoping to record is a bird called a grasshopper warbler. And they are a summer visitor, and they are a very special bird indeed. Because while I know the guys will be down in Kuskany Marsh, grasshopper warblers, I don't think, have been recorded at Kuskany for the Dawn Chorus. And we have a small population of grasshopper warblers that are holding territory in East Coast Nature Reserve. And the wonderful thing about grasshopper warblers is they tend to sing at night. They can sing when everything else is quiet. And they have a very long, reeling sound. You might wonder why they're called grasshopper warblers. Well, the whole family of this particular group of warblers are called Locustella warblers. And locusts, of course, are members of the cricket and the grasshopper family, and they all sound a bit like crickets, locusts and grasshoppers. So this bird has a constant sound, and it's very low pitched. And the great thing about a low pitched sound like that is it travels really well in cool air. So they tend to sing this low pitched song during the night. So I am going to have my fingers crossed that we will be recording a grasshopper warbler. And it might be the first grasshopper warbler for the Dawn Chorus, I'm not sure. So that's my plan. Whether that works out or not, it all depends on whether it's windy or wet, or hopefully it'll be a nice calm night.
Okay, and you're going to pick another bird?
I'm going to pick another bird, yeah. A reed bunting. We have lots of birds, because there's a lovely reed bed down there. We have birds like, you know, reed warblers and sedge warblers. But the reed bunting is a member of the bunting family, but the same related to birds like yellowhammers. And they have a really distinctive song. It's a sort of junk-junk-dilly-junk, and it's a beautiful song. And the males sing at the very top of a reed bed, and they are stunning birds. They have a black head, black throat, and beautiful white moustachial stripes, russet on the back with lovely fawn stripes, and they're quite long tailed as well. So we are hoping that we will have reed buntings in full song also at the East Coast Nature Reserve, and that is just a handful of the birds that we are hoping to be listening to during the Dawn Chorus, which I really am looking forward to again.
And this year, to celebrate the Dawn Chorus, we're giving away one of your beautiful prints as a prize. And we're asking people to email in an answer to mooney@rte.ie. But can you talk to me just for a minute about what print you're going to give away and what the question is going to be for them to be in with a chance to win.
It's a beautiful photograph I took of a wren in Donegal, and it's a limited edition print, so there's only 20 of these will ever be printed, and a person has a chance to win a copy, one of these prints, for themselves. And the question is very simple. What is the Irish name for the wren?
What is the Irish name for the wren? We're so familiar with the wren here in Ireland, the wren boys and all of that on St. Stephen's Day. Come on, you must know it. Anyway, thank you, Michelle, and thank you, Eric. And that print really is fantastic. Have a look at it on our website, rte.ie/Mooney. So Eric Dempsey will be at the East Coast Nature Reserve.